at 7.
Tonight, firefighters are being pulled from other parts of the state to deal with fire danger here in the Bay Area.
We're constantly monitoring conditions and moving fire resources around the state as those weather conditions dictate.
Tracking near record high temperatures, that increasing fire threat and smoke blowing in from other parts of the state in the forecast.
Plus, one game down, one to go. Giants trying to keep their playoff hopes alive right now during a critical doubleheader.
And remember Friday nights at the movies? Well, they're back in the Bay Area and we are live.
Are you tired of sitting on your cell phone?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Right now on the KPI X5 News at 7 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, the state is shuffling firefighters from other areas right now to deal with another weekend of high fire danger. Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida.
I'm Juliet Goodrich in for Elizabeth. Let's take you live outside. Four views from our exclusive Salesforce cameras. It is a warm evening, and the days are about to get much warmer. Fire crews are also bracing for the triple digits. They are shifting resources to the Bay Area from other parts of the state tonight in case a fire breaks out in the heat. Many of the crews that are heading here had been working on wildfires that are now basically contained.
Those crews that are returning are rested. Everyone else is pretty rested up. Morale's high.
That allows us to really make sure that we're focused heavily on our resources in the Bay Area, in Northern California. And so we're constantly monitoring conditions and moving fire resources around the state as those weather conditions dictate.
Our chief meteorologist, Paul Hagan, alongside. Paul, everyone has to be careful on this kind of a weekend.
Yeah, any small spark can lead to a fire that would rapidly grow when you're dealing with very dry, hot, and windy conditions. And it's that combination that's going to be worst from tomorrow evening through Monday morning. So our red flag warning goes from Saturday at 9 o'clock in the evening through Monday morning at 8 o'clock. This is for the North Bay Mountains and most inland portions of the East Bay. Those winds on the hilltops, the very highest elevations, are going to be gusting up to around 50 miles an hour. If you live below 1,000 feet in elevation, you're not going to notice anything more than a strong breeze, but it's going to be an offshore wind, and that's a dry direction. So not just the temperatures in the 90s and low 100s, but relative humidity levels by Sunday afternoon and evening down into the teens, especially for the North Bay and inland in the East Bay. It actually gets even worse on Monday in terms of the relative humidity levels. It doesn't recover much overnight, Sunday night into early Monday. That's a problem. But down to the single digits for those humidity levels on Monday. The one piece of good news is by Monday afternoon, the winds will have tapered off, at least at ground level. But we're going to have to carefully watch that as we head through the weekend. Also, there are fires ongoing in other parts of the state that are going to try to send smoke our way. We'll track that coming up in just a few minutes.
All right, Paul, thank you for that.
And you can stay updated on the heat over the weekend with our new KPI X5 news app. And you can watch newscasts, plus get real-time news updates and breaking news alerts. Well, you can beat the heat this weekend by going to the movies. Seven Bay Area theaters are open on this Friday night. Andrea Borba is live at one of them in Daly City. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, Juliet. Your Netflix and Chill is about to get an upgrade of screens, the big screen here in the Bay Area as movie theaters open at limited capacity.
After 6 months of streaming at home.
Are you tired of sitting on your cell phone?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
The silver screen is once again open for business. At the Century Theaters in Daly City, the marquee had showtimes and even had a handful of customers like Saul Anaya here to see Peninsula, Train to Busan, Part 2.
It felt like old times. I was coming every Friday to the Century Theaters religiously, and when COVID came in, it kind of stopped that. Understandably, but being able to kind of get back into the swing of things brings back, like I said, some sense of normalcy to my life.
The Cinemark chain has reopened a handful of Bay Area theaters with mandatory masking, staggered start times to avoid crowds in the lobby, more cleanings, and capacity reduced to 25% or 100 people, whichever is fewer. San Francisco Chronicle film critic Mick LaSalle says he won't be taking the risk. He believes new releases will be split between streaming and the silver screen.
A lot of movies are going to streaming. I mean, the big one was Mulan. That was pretty incredible. I think we're going to be seeing more of that.
He also believes crowds will come back to the dark theater and smell of hot buttered popcorn when it's safe.
After a year and a half of sitting on the couch is not looking so good.
Now, we've been out here all afternoon long looking at the people going in and out. We've probably only seen about 50 people go into this movie theater here in Daly City. Cinemark also has an option. If you want to, you can rent out the entire theater and host up to 20 people yourself for a screening. Live in Daly City tonight, Andrea Borba, KPI X5.
Yeah, it looks like people will have the theater to themselves tonight on this Friday night. Andrea, thank you.
Tonight, the Justice Department says San Francisco's restrictions on indoor church services are unconstitutional, and churches must be allowed to reopen. The letter said, in part, no government in this free country can attack religion by transforming a house of worship arbitrarily into a place for solitary confinement. Now, last Sunday, the San Francisco Archbishop led hundreds of Catholics in a Free the Mass march. In his speech to the protesters, he slammed the city's regulations as an insult and a mockery. Well, right now, only one parishioner is allowed inside a religious institution at a time for indoor prayer. Meanwhile, gyms can operate indoors at 10% capacity. Angela Alioto, former city supervisor and prominent Catholic, says that she agrees with the DOJ.
It's a constitutional First Amendment. Freedom of religion, it's the basis of our nation. Now that we have some general idea of the virus, now that other people, other businesses, other stores, gymnasiums, and indoor restaurants are allowed a percentage, I'm just saying we the church want to be treated equally.
Well, City Attorney Dennis Herrera responded to the letter in a statement to KPIX saying that the reopening plan is, quote, consistent with San Francisco's careful approach and follows closely behind what the state of California allows.
We got a tip from a viewer today that East Bay Park Rangers found an illegal marijuana grow site in the Hayward Hills. That they came across nearly 2,000 pounds worth of pot when they were on patrol in Garin Regional Park. And today, officers started removing it all and burying those plants under the dirt and debris, which will make it unusable. Officers believe another 500 plants were already harvested in the site.
Well, live look at Oracle Park in San Francisco. The Giants are just now beginning the second game of a doubleheader as they try to grab a spot in the playoffs.
On KPIX5's Vern Glenn is here with the close call in game one that just ended. Vern?
Yeah, what happened is what needed to happen. Giants figure they need 3 of 4 against the Padres to stay playoff relevant. Game one of two is in the books. And look, an absolutely clean cleats worn by Padres starter Chris Paddock at Third and King Streets. Not too bright for the Giants hitters. Here is Wilmer Flores' ball. Crushed it in the fourth inning to break a 1-1 tie. And then welcome back Mike Yastrzemski. First start in over a week and a good one. How about a two-run ride, a splash hit in the same inning? The Giants led 5-1 into the last inning, almost gave it away, but hung on and won by a final of 5-4. So right now as we speak, the Giants are hanging on to that eighth playoff spot with 3 games to go. They just have to control their destiny and win out.
Shoot.
Easier said than done?
5-4 tonight. They lost 5-4 last night. These are close games.
Remember, they play 7 innings now, the doubleheader. Two 7-inning games.
Gonna get right down to the last couple of games for sure. All right, Vern, thank you for that.
Thank you.
But surf is up at the beach, way up. This is what it looked like at San Francisco's Ocean Beach a little earlier today. Waves could top 20 feet. National Weather Service issued a beach hazard statement, meaning that if you go into the water, you better know what you're doing. A big concern, those dangerous rip currents that can pull people out to sea who don't know what they're doing. Fire department rescue crews are on standby.
If you are going out, know the dynamics of Ocean Beach. Ask somebody who knows if you don't know. Know your limits if you're going out. Go with a friend using the buddy system. And make sure that you're leashed onto your board.
I can't imagine ever going in that water, I'll be honest with you. It's 40-degree water, 50-degree water. It's pretty cold, and those undercurrents will really suck you out pretty fast.
All right, let's take a live look now at Steamer Lane in Santa Cruz, and the waves have been literally pumping all day. There's still a lot of surfers out there right now, and it is almost dark.
Surfline says the waves are 5 to 8 right now out at Steamer. And that's kind of just chill right now. We're waiting for the big stuff to come in.
Your top national headlines. A ceremony at the U.S. Capitol today honored late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the first woman to ever lie in state there. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi opened the ceremony, and Rabbi Lauren Holtzblatt described how Ginsburg made it her life mission to fight for justice. She talked about the many obstacles Justice Ginsburg faced and how she viewed those defeats, even in the court, as a path to a better future.
The greatest dissents do become court opinions, and gradually, over time, their views become the dominant view.
Tonight, CBS News is reporting President Trump will select Amy Coney Barrett to replace the late justice. An official announcement is expected tomorrow. Barrett currently serves on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and can have confirmed she would be the president's third Supreme Court appointee.
The big question, wine country tonight, what impact will all the wildfire smoke have on this year's vintage? Well, grapes were mature and just getting ready to be picked. Some were picked when all that smoke and ash descended on some of the most famous vineyards in the world. Right now, scientists at UC Davis are analyzing samples of grapes affected by smoke.
This is going to be more problematic than any of the recent years, partly because it's so widespread. So many wine regions have been impacted, and also because of the timing of the wildfires. Just because you see smoke in a vineyard, yeah, does not mean that that vineyard will be impacted.
Can't you just hose off the grapes and wash the smoke off?
No, unfortunately not. These compounds get actually absorbed through the skins.
We're going to check it out. Different methods are going to be tried to remove the smoky element when they find it in the juice. Experts say white wine grapes are far less impacted. It's the red wine grapes that are stirring up the most concern.
California is trying to recruit a new generation of climate change warriors, and San Jose is the first to join the fight. The state launched a new Climate Action Corps in San Jose today, and the program is looking for volunteers and 250 paid fellows to spearhead action projects.
To give every Californian the opportunity to take action today, and to take action, and if you're going to be willing to serve for a year, we're going to help you go to college. And if you're willing to volunteer, we're going to give you the opportunity to do that.
I feel like young people are very involved because we are the first generation that's really feeling the effects of climate change. So we're really motivated to take action.
One of the Corps' first projects will be planting trees. Those behind the effort hope to expand the project from San Jose all across the state.